Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the XFEP Blog Tip Podcast. I am your host, David Peralta. I'm also the owner and author of XFEP.com, and I just wanted to create a new podcast that will run about a little under 10 minutes long, where I share a tip with you every single week. First of all, I wanted to start with the fact that my MacBook Pro battery has decided to die on me. That's pretty annoying, to say the least. And I'm going to have to call Apple about that because it warped all nicely. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes to a battery that warped exactly the same way mine did. And suffice to say, I'm not too impressed with the MacBook's build quality, as it's only about 16 to 18 months old, and I've been having all sorts of issues with it. So my Mac just definitely does not just work. Today I want to talk about social media share tools, and you might have seen a variety of them on the web. They're tools that allow you to quickly and easily promote stories or articles or posts, blog posts, on a variety of different websites like Dig and Reddit and StumbleUpon. One of the most popular ones being the Share This system, which also has a WordPress plugin, which I used to use on my blog and pretty much every blog that I manage. The reason that people add these tools is, one, for me, I enjoy it when people add these social media promotion tools, because then I can easily share their articles on the sites that I'm a part of. I hate jumping over to Reddit or Dig or StumbleUpon or one of those other sites, logging in and submitting it manually with their copy and paste URL thing. If you have a social media promotion button right on that post, boom, I can promote it that much faster. And if there's one thing that I really want people to be aware of, it's that I have time constraints. I don't have all day to be promoting your stuff. If you don't make it easy for me, I'm never going to promote it. So if you get one of those social media promotion tools on there, 3 seconds later and boom, I'm in Reddit giving a thumbs up to your article. So keep that in mind. It's good for your users. It's good for your friends. It's good for the people that you ask to promote your articles. Also, it lets me know that you publicly focus or think about social media promotion. And that's important because if I promote your article and you are pushing that article to other people saying, hey, check out this article and promote it on StumbleUpon if you enjoy it, or promote it on Reddit if you enjoy it, or just your visitors are keen on promoting your articles on those different social media promotion sites. If I was the first to submit it to that site and everyone else gave it a thumbs up after me, well, that helps build my social media profile on all these different sites. And to me, that's fairly important as well, because it solidifies me as a strong or a power user in that group. And that can be very useful in so many different ways. So having these tools make it that much easier for me to kind of build up my own kind of rank on these various sites. Some of the tools that people use include Sociable, iBeginShare, ShareThis, Gregarious, Social Bookmarking Reloaded. There are tons of them. Some are independent of the publishing software you use. All of the ones that I've listed have WordPress plugins, which make it easy to add these and install them, and I'll have links in the show notes for you. Each of them are slightly different in different ways. The two major players right now, in my mind, I guess, there's three major players. There's Sociable, which was made by Joost de Valk, who's a great guy online, really understands WordPress and search engine optimization, really fun guy to talk to, and he's got Sociable, and it's a great plugin. But it's not one that's as widely known maybe as ShareThis, and ShareThis is kind of the front runner. It's been that way for a long time. iBeginShare and ShareThis actually kind of have a similar look, but a very different kind of function to them. ShareThis has been spread far and wide in WordPress circles. It's fairly customizable. It's fairly useful for pretty much any blog platform, or just even just raw HTML. You can slap it on there to make it really easy to promote your articles. What's really nice about it is that it stays out of your way until you go and click on the ShareThis icon, which they've been trying to promote kind of like the RSS icon and the OPML icons before it, to make it something that people instantly recognize. So ShareThis is a power player in that market. There's a newcomer called iBeginShare, which comes from my previous employer, But believe it or not, I was actually very hesitant to even talk about this piece of software because I felt that ShareThis had already done it. So why would we need another tool out there for social media promotion like that? You know, there's Sociable if you want to go the one way, and there's ShareThis if you want to go the other way. And because iBeginShare and ShareThis are so similar in the way that they look and kind of in the way that they function to the user, I really didn't want to bring in, you know, my previous boss's application kind of thing. So Ahmed created this iBeginShare as part of the iBegin Labs. It seems like everyone's starting up their own little like testbed lab systems. Google, I think, was one of the first people that did that. And iBeginShare, the big advantages of iBeginShare over ShareThis is basically iBeginShare is totally localized to your box. So when you add iBeginShare to your WordPress blog, everything that you need to do, you know, all the different functions and features are on your WordPress blog. With ShareThis, you're sending information back to the ShareThis system, which is like a remote application, so to speak. And that kind of gives them the ability to have stats information on your blog, click-throughs and all these other things that, you know, you might not want those people to have. And I'm not sure exactly how they manage their data. I'm not sure exactly how the ShareThis backend works, but I do know that I like to limit contacting third-party servers as much as possible on my blogs, especially the blogs that are heavier in traffic. So iBeginShare, it's on your hosting, it's all yours, it's 100% controlled by you, which also means that you have a really nice stats page as well, which gives you information on who clicked what and when, and it gives you a good profile of what's being shared or not shared. And one of the things that I first realized when I installed this plugin is, dang, no one ever clicks on it, no one shares my content. So that kind of gives you a clue to your audience and what they're doing or what they're not doing. Also, some of the cool things is it has a PDF creation tool. So if someone clicks on the iBeginShare icon, they go to one of the tabs, they can actually download a PDF of the article that they're reading. And I think that's great for people on the go. I'm actually thinking of trying to get the iBeginShare to generate PDFs of every post or all the major posts on my blog to kind of put together. I think that would be kind of fun to be able to give to people to download for whatever they want to do with it. Also, it has a really nice quick print option so people can print articles without going to file, print, or file, save as an HTML file and print it, or whatever else they need to do to print the article. It's really nice because it actually only prints the single article. There are two negatives with it, though. I don't want to go ahead and say everything's positive with it. The first thing that I really don't like about iBeginShare is that it doesn't have control over which social media destinations are shown. So if you're really into kind of the new fashion and celebrity social media promotion places, it doesn't have those options built into it. So you kind of have to be able to tweak the code, and that's not always easy. Whereas something like Sociable has, you know, almost 100 different social media websites, and you can just check mark which ones you want it to show. Also, all the options don't work with all the different hosting providers. So we had some issues with a friend of mine who installed it. They couldn't get the PDF tab to work. And because they were on Dreamhost, the email message to like mail to a friend the article actually came 4 hours later. So that was a little bit frustrating, a little bit strange. So when you do stuff like this and you're not depending on someone else's services, sometimes your hosting environment can go ahead and mess things up. But, you know, I can't recommend this enough. Get a social media promotion system on your blogs. It makes it easier for me to promote them. It makes it easier for you to promote them. Depending on which one you use, it stays out of the way, it looks nice, it's all good to use. I highly recommend it. I will have links to each one of the ones that I mentioned in the show notes, and I really, really hope you guys take this advice. I really hope that you go ahead and add a social media promotion button, at least one. You know, if you're only a StumbleUpon user, add a StumbleUpon button, because it just makes it so much easier for me to go ahead and stumble those articles, because I don't have the toolbar on all my computers. And other than that, I hope you all look forward to the next episode, which will be next week. And I'm not sure about the topic yet, but every single time we'll have a new tip for you. I hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening.